大家早上好。
It's good to be here with you guys this morning, you guys and gals.
很高兴在这里和大家一起。
And it's always a privilege to preach and share the word of God with you all.
对我来说，能够把神的话语分享给大家，一直是一个特别的荣耀。
I just want to say I always find these opportunities always exciting because I usually don't get to spend as much time with most of you here.
我每次有这样的机会的时候就非常的激动，因为我不是常有时间和你们在一起。
So I just want to convey that it's always a joy.
所以我只是想传达，这对我来说一直是一种平安喜乐。
It's something to also extend to you is if there's things that sometimes if you need someone to talk to or someone to pray over you, I would love to meet up with you personally as well.
而且如果大家在平时需要有人说说话，需要有人为你祷告的话，我也很愿意和大家一起聊天。
And so, that's an invitation for everyone here.
所以这是一个对于这里每一个人的邀请。
Okay, and so let's get started today.
好，让我们今天开始。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God.
天父啊。
I thank you again for this opportunity.
我再一次为这样的机遇感谢你。
I thank you.Lord, for your grace and your mercy that you show by blessing us with this wonderful place to worship you.
主啊，我们感谢你，你的恩典，你的慈爱，在我们的聚会当中能够体现出来。
We thank you for your Son Jesus Christ, who has given His very life for us.
我们为你的独生子耶稣基督感谢你，他把他的生命为我们献上。
We thank you for the hope that comes through His resurrection.
我们也为他的复活给我们带来的希望，向你献上感谢。
Today I confess, Lord, I fall short of your grace.
主啊，今天我向你承认，我在你的恩典上面有亏缺。
I'm deeply flawed as a person in you.
我作为一个在你里面的人，我有那么多的缺憾。
And I'm sure many of us here also feel the same way.
我也很相信我们当中的许多弟兄姊妹有这样的感觉。
But Lord, you are good and you love us.
但是主啊，你是完美的。你是这样的爱我们。
So Lord, we just want to come this morning to worship you and to sit at your feet.
主啊，所以我们今天早上到你这里来敬拜你，坐在你的脚边。
We ask Lord that you, by your Spirit, would do a tremendous work in all the lives of those gathered here.
主啊，愿你的圣灵在我们的生命当中做让我们无法想象的大工。
Let our eyes not be fixated upon the things of this world, which so easily stumble and discourage us.
主啊，愿我们不定睛在这个世界上，这世界上的一切总是那么的容易让我们灰心失望。
Let our eyes be fixated to you.
主啊，愿我们定睛仰慕在你的身上。
So may this time be all about you.
愿下面的时间是完完整整属于你的。
May you be glorified.
愿你被荣耀。
Jesus Christ's name.
奉我主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
So.As you may know, as I've shared over the last many months, we, the Resound Service, have been going through the Gospel of Mark.
也许当中大家之间有些人知道，我们在过去的几个月当中，在早上的英文敬拜，我们一直在讨论马可福音。
And the series is titled, Jesus Revealed.
这讲到的题目是耶稣的显明。
It's about a clear, HD quality.Vision of what Jesus has been doing in his life.
这是一个对于耶稣这一生的一个高清画质的一个描述。
And it kind of, it's an encouragement so that we can see how relevant Jesus, his words, and all that he did is to us today.
帮助我们看到耶稣的一生，他所说的话，所做的事，对我们今天有怎样的意义。
And as we go into the text today, I haven't really got the chance to create a setting for you.
在我们进入今天的经文之前，我需要为大家提供这个文本的背景。
So we're at the end of chapter 12.
我们在十二章的末尾。
This is the very end of, close to the very end of Jesus' life here in the book.
耶稣的生命即将迎来他的终结。
Yeah, it's the last week before he goes to the cross.
是在他上十字架前的一周。
And what we find ourselves...is Jesus is arguing or discussing, having debates with different groups of leaders.
我们看到这里耶稣和不同 人群的领袖在进行一些辩论。
So let me give you a brief summary of that.
让我来给大家一个总结。
So maybe a few months ago, I think I preached about what are the early debates.
我想在几个月前我有提到过他们比较早的一些辩论。
And so what happens is he's preaching to the Pharisees, or he's not preaching, but he's discussing things with the Pharisees.
耶稣在和法利赛人讨论问题。
He's discussing things with the Herodians.
和希律党人讨论。
With the Sadducees.
和撒都该人辩论。
And also the scribes.
还有一切的文士。
And all through the series, I've been explaining or trying to teach about who is Jesus, who is this person, Jesus.
通过这整个一篇一篇的讲道，我都在想要向大家说，到底耶稣是谁，他是个怎样的人。
And what does he stand for? What is he about? What is he doing basically?
他在做什么？他代表了什么？
And you know, but this last couple of weeks, we've been looking really against about how Jesus has been opposed to certain ways of thinking.
而我们在过去的几周当中，我们一直在看耶稣反对怎样的一种想法。
And I think what Mark is trying to show us today is how different Jesus is from our understanding of him.
而今天马可福音向我们讲的是耶稣基督和我们对他的理解之间有多么大的差距。
See, the people then had a certain expectation of who Jesus was, and we also have certain expectation of who Jesus was.
当时不同的人们对于耶稣到底是谁有他们自己的理解，我们今天也对耶稣是谁有我们自己的理解。
So my sermon today is broken into 3 points for you.
我今天的讲道分成三个重点。
First, Christ to the world.
一个是世界眼中的基督。
How Christ is perceived by the world. My second point is how Christ is perceived by the widow.
第二点是寡妇眼中的耶稣。
And then lastly, how Christ is perceived by us today, or to us today, how we are to look at Christ.
第三点是我们心中眼中的耶稣。
Okay. And so let's take a look at Christ and how the world was seeing Jesus at that moment.
我们一起来看当时的人们是怎么样来看耶稣的。
If you have your Bible, you can look. It's a little bit at the beginning of the end of chapter 11. There starts to be these ongoing people come to Jesus with questions.
如果大家手边有圣经的话，不妨看到十一章的末尾。就是这些人是带着他们的问题来找耶稣基督辩论。
The first person comes, or the first group of people come, and they question his authority. Who gives you the right to do this?
第一群人过来问耶稣说，谁给了你这样的权柄？
And then another group comes. These are more the political people. They say, who do we then pay taxes to? Who gives you this authority? Who are we supposed to then honor with our taxes?
第二组人他们是一些政治上的领袖，他们过来问耶稣说，那我们到底应该付税给谁呢？
And then a spiritual group came and said, how about the resurrection? What's going on with that?
然后又有一群宗教领袖来问说，那到底什么是复活呢？
And in one group, they're very studious with the Bible. They're like, hey, what's the greatest commandment? Greatest commandment.
然后再后面一组是非常执着于这个圣经当中的细节，他们就来问说，诫命中哪一条是最大的？
And what then would Jesus say in response?
那耶稣对他们的回答是怎样的呢？
I would say this. Jesus here throughout chapter 12, and chapter 11 through chapter 12, is opposing all their different perspectives.
而我想说，耶稣基督在十一章和十二章当中，他在反对他们一切的这个辩论和他。
He's challenging their philosophies, their worldviews that often show up in their culture.
他在挑战他们的哲学，他们和他们对世界的理解。
You see, the chief priests, the scribes and the elders, they were in charge of the spiritual teaching of the nation.
当时的大祭司和长老们，他们是掌管着当时教会对于会众的一些教导。
So they're the top of the religious food chain.
他们是宗教食物链的顶端。
And then you have the Herodians and the Pharisees. These were the top of the political power at that time.
而这里还有希律党人和法利赛人，他们是当时政治上的顶端的人。
And then you had these people that were the Sadducees, who were basically, they don't believe in the supernatural.
而我们还有撒都该人，他们不相信有超自然的事。
And then you have these other group, the scribes, they were the traditionalists. They lived and died by understanding the law. Moral code, sorry.
对，还有宗教传统的人，他们生活的一切都是按照以色列人当时的律法来行。
And they were all trying They were all trying, these different philosophies, these different principles, these perspectives were all trying to trap Jesus with their thinking.
而这所有的人群带着他们的哲学，他们都想把耶稣基督纳入到他们的话语体系当中。
But Jesus is like a really good football player. He's like bam, bam, just like dodging everything.
而耶稣基督就好像一个这个功夫高手一样，他不断的去回应和就是从他们的这种宗教的网络当中逃出来。
Because Christianity, rather than trying to fit our world's models, is wrapped in the cross.
因为我们的基督这个信仰，它不是要去符合在世界上的任何的一种理论思维，而是在十字架上面被体现出来。
And the cross is the symbol of weakness, of humiliation, shame, injustice.
而十字架是软弱，是屈辱，也是公义的象征。
You see, in the cross, the justice of God, in the absolute sense, is expressed fully.To the undeserving Christ, who gave his, who sacrificed. Should I go the way first way, or just I'll go that way? I'll stop right there.
我，就是，而在这个十字架上，神所有的恩典、慈爱和耶稣基督的和耶稣基督对我们这些不配得的人的牺牲，都完整的体现出来。
What he did was he sacrificed himself on behalf of all of us today.
耶稣基督为了我们在座的所有人。他牺牲了自己。
Even though we don't know him truly.
而我们甚至都还不完全的了解他。
In the gospel, what Christ challenges us to do is to love others.
而在福音当中，我们的主，要我们做的是爱人如己。
Not just the easy to love, but also those that are hard to love.
不仅是那些容易爱的人，也是那些我们不容易去爱的人。
In the gospel, it's not only asking us to say it.But to live it out with real active love.
而且我们的福音不仅要我们说我们爱他们，而是要用我们用行动去把这个爱表达出来。
And I want to kind of show you that today by exploring how Christianity is perceived by our world today.
而我今天想跟大家讨论，耶稣这个信仰是怎样被我们的世界所认识的。
On one side, Christianity is all about traditional family values, marriage between one man and one woman.
从一方面来说，耶稣基督，基督教有很多这个传统的家庭价值方面的教导，一夫一妻制的婚姻等等。
It extols the importance of family.
非常看重家庭。
Yeah, so it's very conservative, right?
它在这方面是非常传统的。
But on the other side, it also challenges us to be radically socially just towards the world, compassionate.
而在另外一方面，他又是非常激进的要求这个世界上的公平公义。
That's very liberal, right?
而这是非常自由主义的一种想法。
You see, it has qualities of conservative values, and yet also very liberal values.
大家可以看到，基督这个信仰，它有很多传统的价值，但它也有现在新自由主义的价值。
Because Christianity doesn't fit into the molds of this world.
因为基督这个信仰，它不是去就是融入到已经既定的这个世界的各种价值观里面。
It doesn't fit into the world views throughout history.
它在整个历史上，它都不能很好的被一些人的理论体系所包括。
It's too multi-dimensional, too multifaceted, too rich, too nuanced to conform to how this world wants to try to control it or fit it.
它有那么多的维度，它有那么多细微精妙之处，是没有办法被这个世界上的理论范式所概括的。
So throughout history, that's the problem. Everyone tries to fit God to their understanding, but they don't want to submit to fit into God's understanding.
在整个历史当中，我们都看到不同的人企图把耶稣基督放到他们的范式里面去，但是他们都忘了去放弃自己，完全的顺服于耶稣基督。
And so.I want you guys to take a look real quickly at verses 35 to 37.
我想让大家很快的看一下第35到37节。
And what it says here is very interesting.
这里他讲到的故事非常的有意思。
And I'll have Samantha read it in Chinese real quick.
好，我用中文读。耶稣在殿里教训人，就问他们说：“文士怎么说基督是大卫的子孙呢？”大卫被圣灵感动，说：“主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。”大卫既自己称他为主，他 他怎么又是大卫的子孙呢？众人都喜欢听他。
Okay, and what Jesus does here is he kind of all the whole time they have kind of been approaching of arguments, and for the first time he turns around. He says, "Let me ask you a question."
这里耶稣所做的事就是在之前呢，都是别人来问他问题，来挑战他。现在他反过来去问他们说，我来问你们一个问题。
I want you to figure this out.
我希望你们能够给我一个回答。
And what he does is he quotes Psalm 110.
他引述了诗篇111篇。
See, when I read this to you, you guys are like, Psalm 110, yeah. When I see this to you guys are like, oh, yeah, that's, I don't know. I mean, I never heard that before.
对我们大家来说，我们好像觉得啊，我也不知道，我好像从来没有听说过。
But to the people that were hearing this, this is their way of life. This was something they would have remembered, no.
但是对当时的听众来说，这就是他们每天这个思考的东西。
And who Jesus was quoting was the Hebrew prophets, what came before.
这里耶稣引述的是一个以色列的先知。
And basically, they were talking about this coming Messiah.
在诗篇当中，他们在说的就是这位要来的弥赛亚。
And they're expecting this Messiah to come and make everything okay for Israel.
在他们眼中，弥赛亚是以色列的救赎主。
And what Jesus does here, he throws a curveball.
这里耶稣丢出了一个曲线球。
So it looks like here, but it's actually here, kind of thing.
就是它看起来是直线，那。它其实是曲线这样的感觉。
So why does David call the Messiah to come, Lord?
为什么大卫说这个要来的弥赛亚是他的主呢
？How do you call your descendant, your child, Lord?
你怎么会把自己的儿孙叫做自己的主呢
？You would usually say my son, right?
你通常会说我儿子。
So okay, when I read this to you guys, I feel like it's really hard to explain because it's like, what's the big deal?
当我企图向大家解释的时候，我觉得我很难传达说这到底有什么重要意义。
But to the scribes who were hearing this, this was a big deal.
但是对当时听到这番话的文士来说，这是一个很大的问题。
Because what he's challenging is their understanding of who the Messiah is.
因为耶稣在这里挑战他们对于这位要来的弥赛亚的认识。
And what Jesus was really saying was, how can David's Lord be David's son too?
耶稣在这里问的就是。到底为什么大卫的子孙同时又是大卫的主呢
？They only have one thing they can say to that.
他们只可能有一个回答。
They could only be true if the Lord is God's son.
这个情况只有在这个弥赛亚同时也是上帝的儿子的时候才会成立。
From what I understand, from what I read about the Messiah, often their perception of the Messiah was he was a hero to be.
从我的理解来说，当时的以色列人认为要来的弥赛亚就是一位超级英雄。
He was going to be a pretty incredible human being.
他差不多会是个超人。
But Christ here, what he says is the Messiah to come is both human and he's also divine.
而在这里，耶稣说的是，要来的这位弥赛亚，他既是人，他也是神。
And I shared this with you before that if it was someone that was just human, if he dealt with the problem of sin today, it wouldn't last.
而我想跟大家分享的是，如果这个人他是一个人的话，他今天可以对付罪，但是他的这个对付，他的这个解决方法不会是永久的。
See, to truly crush evil and sin, you can't have a temporary leader to do it.
去真正的战胜罪恶和魔鬼，你需要一个，你不能依靠一个暂时的领袖。
You need someone that will transcend the human frame of time.
你需要的是一个能够打破人类时间范畴的领袖。
But you also need someone that understands the human circumstances.
而这个领袖他必须同时能够理解人类的处境。
And so to truly overcome evil, to overcome sin, the Messiah who comes will have to be able to do both, to overcome evil and sin.
去战胜邪恶和战胜罪恶，那个要来的弥赛亚需要两点具备。
Okay, and I want to take you really quickly to I was preaching through 1 Corinthians a few weeks ago. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 31. We just take a look at it. We don't have to read it. I just want to show you guys. It's a really interesting passage.
我们可以一起翻到哥林多前书第一章，这是一个很有意思的章节。
Because Paul kind of talks about the same subject.
因为保罗也讨论到了类似的话题。
You see, what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18, this is a really famous passage, right? He says, you know what?There is two ways that people in this world are often looking at who Jesus is.
在这里，保罗说：“你知道吗？在这个世界上面，有两种主流的观点。”
From his perspective, because at that time, the two main groups are the Jews and the Greeks.
从他的观点来看，当时的两组人就是犹太人和希腊人。
The Jewish people at that time, what they wanted to see above everything was miracles, proof.
犹太人当时他们要的是神迹。
They say, "Show me the miracle, and then I'll believe you."
他们说，你给我看个奇迹，我就相信你。
But then the Greeks are a little different. They're like, "Hey, I don't need to see it."I just need you to give me a very good logical argument, and then I'll believe you.
而当时的希腊人则是求智慧，他们说我不用你证明，我不用你就是做神迹，可是你给我一个逻辑上严谨的证明，我就相信。
And what I want to point out, what Paul says too is, you know, these are not okay. Well, he didn't say that, but I guess both are good desires.
这两种都是两种很好的意图。
Of course, we want to see supernatural, right? Because God is able to do that.
我们当然希望。见到超自然的神迹，因为神可以这么做。
And of course, we want to believe in a God that has a perfect argument, a logical, reasonable, rational thought.
我们当然想要相信一个有一个严密论证的神。
But the problem is, they both were trying to stuff Jesus into their understanding.
但他们的问题是，他们两方面都想把耶稣基督放到他们已有的认知当中去。
And what Paul says is this.
而保罗却这么说。
How God chooses to work is nothing like what you can understand. Nothing you can understand.
就是神工作的方法不是我们所能理解的。
It's not there. I'm paraphrasing. Yeah. For some people, it seems absolutely ridiculous.
在一些人这是愚拙的。
To others, it's so pathetic.
对于另一些人来说，这甚至是可悲的。
And what Paul really, what he kind of says is this. The world at its very best cannot come even close to God's weakest, lowest things.
而保罗却说，神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
And he says, but the real answer is one person.
而这个终极的答案只是在一个人的身上。
And I heard this recently a few months ago, and it blew me away, and I just totally, it's so enriched my perspective. But the real Christ is the perfect answer.To the question about evil and brokenness in this world.
耶稣基督是对这个世界上各种罪恶与破碎的问题最终极、最完美的解答。
He is the miracle.
他就是那个奇迹。
He is the airtight argument.
他也是那个最严谨的论证。
So right now, I have a Bible study group, a theological group we call the Smithy.
现在我有一个偏重于神学的查经组，叫做 Smithy.
It's called Smithy because it sounds really hipster.But Smithy is like a, you know, a smith, like a blacksmith, right?
Smithy 就好像是一个铁匠一样。
Yeah, and the idea is Proverbs, I think it's Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron, the brother sharpens another, sharpens one another.
就好像是出自箴言的27章，说铁磨铁更利兄弟。
So we study together as a group of college students, a kind of a graduate study, I call it, of like a theology book, and And we recently came across a subject about something really important that I think when we read, we need to know this thought.
我们最近碰到一个很有趣的话题。
And what we learned in that class, which is really important, is it's about interpretation.
我们在那个讨论当中，我们学到的就是怎么样很好的去理解神。
And how when you interpret things, you have to realize that often what we understand today does not always fit the culture from before.
我们在这种讨论当中意识到，我们今天所理解的和当时的人所理解的是不一样的。
So our first goal as readers is to understand it from their perspective, to understand the original intent of the author.
所以当我们查考历史上的经文的时候，我们第一件要做的事情就是去理解当时的环境。
You don't start with, oh, I think this is what it says, so this is what it must say. That doesn't make sense.
你不会说啊，我觉得他是这样讲的，所以他就这个意思。
That's you making up things.
那样的话，你只是在就是。就是自己自由发挥而已。
So as I share the word of God with you, my first goal is to first understand what God is trying to say through the text to the original audience, and then to us today. That takes a while to translate.
当我向大家分享一些经文和道理的时候呢，我都要把大家带回到那个历史场景，然后再引申到我们今天怎么样来处事。
This is why this makes Jesus so amazing as the answer.
而其实这个落差就使耶稣基督体现的显出他的超越性来。
See, Jesus is the universal answer that crosses over all the different interpretations.
因为耶稣他作为这个答案，他是能够超越一切的时空和一切的理解的局限的。
You see, if Jesus gave a great argument to the Greeks and showed a miracle to the Jews, then it probably wouldn't make sense to us today.
因为如果说耶稣基督给希腊人一个严密的论证，然后也给当时的犹太人显一个神迹的话，他所做的这两件事情可能到今天不会对我们有太多的意义。
It would probably feel like what we just talked about, David's Lord thing.
而且这可能就像我们刚才看那个诗篇110章大卫所说的那句话，我们可能都没有什么感觉了。
But by the wisdom of God's so amazing, but by putting it in a person.
但是当神把这一切放在一个人身上
，His life, His words.
他的一生，他所说的话
，When they're translated, when they're shared, they're passed on.
当这一切被翻译出来，被不断的传讲的时候
，We can always.Everywhere, each of us has our own favorite verses, right? Our favorite passages, stories of Jesus that had transformed our lives.
我们每个人都能够遇到经文，我们每个人都能够遇到耶稣身上的故事，他们能够改变我们的人生。
Why is it possible that his disciples would give up everything to follow him throughout the ages, even today?
为什么耶稣基督的门徒可以放弃所有来跟从他，一直到今天？
Something about his life, about what he has done.Is so radical, so powerful. Today, we're still sitting here following this man that died 2,000 years ago, who resurrected, of course. But why would we do that?
他的这样子的回答可以使我们一直到今天都在跟从这个在2000年前就被钉在十字架上死然后复活的人。
Because Jesus doesn't fit the world's simple understandings.
因为他不是，他不会去适应这个世界上的理解。
And if you won't fit the boxes in Mark's, in the Gospel of Mark, or in our understanding of the New Testament, why do we think that he'll fit in our understanding today?
如果他在历史上，他在新约当中，他在马可福音当中，他不可能，就是去适应任何一种世界上面已经有的这种理论架构的话，我们凭什么相信他会在现在这个世界上面去适合一种我们既有的判断呢？
Okay, so I got you guys still.It's funny, last service, everybody the night before, they had the senior banquet. So all the college kids were like half awake. And I didn't know, I forgot that, but my sermon title was Stay Awake. And so everybody was like, stay awake, because they kept looking at the title. It's really funny. This is something, so I'm not trying to tell you guys stay awake. You guys are pretty awake, so it's okay. you're right, it's okay. Second point, Christ to the widow.
在这个寡妇眼中的耶稣基督。
You know, I didn't understand this point until I started to prepare the sermon, ever. I've read this so many times, I'm like, why did Mark put widow's offering at the end of this text?
我看这个故事很多遍，但是直到我准备这篇讲道之前，我都不是很能理解为什么马可要在这个地方说这个寡妇的故事。
And when you guys hear this text, you must be thinking, oh, goodness gracious, Helicon is going to talk about giving money.
而在大家看到这个讲到的这个题目的时候，大家可能会觉得，哦，这个 Helicon 又要叫我们来做奉献了。
That's if God leads you to, yes, you should, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today.
如果神感动你要多做奉献的话，你应该这么做，但是这不是我今天要讲的重点。
I think the reality is this.
我想这个现实当中是这样的。
So you will never understand Jesus.
你永远都不可能完全理解耶稣。
You won't understand his heart. You won't understand God's heart until you understand what he is absolutely against in this world.
如果你不能去很好的明白耶稣基督所反对的是什么的话，你就不能完全的明白他的心和神的心。
And what I say here is going to be a little pushy, but Jesus is very against people that don't love the poor.
耶稣基督非常的反对那些不爱穷人的人。
And he kind of calls out the scribes here.
他在这里就是有点就是在指责这个文士。
You guys talk a lot, religious leaders. You talk a lot. You act big.
你们高谈阔论，你们好像一切都很伟大的样子。
And you even take advantage. Not all of them, but some of them are taking advantage of the widows in verse 40.
但是四十节却说你们当中的一些人甚至侵吞寡妇的家产。
I think it's ironic because if you actually read the text a few weeks ago or a few months ago, it's ironic because a few words before that, a scribe comes to Jesus and says, what is most important to God and how am I supposed to live it? And the irony is the scribes don't live it at all that way.
这里非常讽刺的是说，就在前几节经文，还有人来问耶稣说，诫命中哪条是第一要紧的？耶稣给了他们回答，但是他们却完全活不出来。
And what Jesus points to, and what the Hebrew prophets would talk about in the Hebrew Bible, which is the Old Testament, was this.
而耶稣所指出的，也是在旧约的先知书当中，以色列的先知所说的。
When I was younger, before seminary, I would read the Bible. I'm like, oh my gosh, when I get to the prophets, you know, this weird middle part of the Bible, it's really hard to read. Nothing makes sense, kind of.
在我还没有上神学院之前，我看到就是圣经当中的先知书，我就觉得他们非常的佶屈。
It's really some of it's really hard to understand, but as I study through seminary, you're forced to kind of study it over and over.
但是在神学院的时候，我被迫要不断不断的学习他们。
And you'll see like there's places where God has such a heart for the poor, for the weak, the helpless, the orphan.
而在当中，你就会看到，神是对着那些没有帮助的人、一些穷苦人是有这样一颗爱心。
And you'll see in the prophets, there's always these judgments against the unjust people for their abuse of the helpless.
而这些先知书不断的去指责这些在以色列当中居高位的人，他们不是好好的对待那些穷苦的人。
God's not just angry at their unfaithfulness, but the way they show their unfaithfulness by hurting others and abusing others and taking advantage of others.
神不仅是对于他们的不幸不顺服而愤怒，他更愤怒的就是他们把这种不幸和不顺服化为行为，去剥夺和侵吞那些穷苦人的财产。
We won't cover it, but I'll just say two places. What was I really? I just read it this morning too. Amos chapter 2 actually has some stuff about it. I just read it this morning. But Amos is a really good text because it talks about God's judgment on all these nations. He basically goes through and lists all the countries close by. And he says, you've done all these bad things.
在阿莫斯书当中有神对于当时所有邻近的国家的审判。
But also, when you get into Jesus' words, Jesus, near the end of his life, he says these things in Matthew chapter 25.
而我们看到耶稣基督自己所说的，在马太福音第二十五章的最后，as
he sees the last judgment，
当他看到最后的审判的时候，
he says, "Where were you when I was hungry?" The people ask him, "When I was thirsty? When I was naked? When I was sick or in prison?" Because Jesus has a heart for those people that are suffering.
耶稣说，因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。他对这些穷苦人的处境是感同身受。But
the reason I established this with you is I want you to understand God's heart for those that are helpless.
我把这段经文跟大家分享，是为了让大家明白，神真的是从心里站在穷苦人的这一边。
And this takes me then to kind of the idea about the widow's offering. What about her offering?
这就把我们带到这个寡妇的奉献上。
It's interesting because Mark paints this by giving you different scenes. Jesus sits down opposite the treasury, starts to watch the people walk by.
马可福音很生动的刻画这些细节。你就看到这个耶稣基督坐在这个银库的门口。
Why don't you read that passage for me? Can you 41 to 44?
Sure. Yeah, 从41到44节，耶稣对银库坐着，看众人怎样投钱入库。有好些财主往里投了若干的钱，有一个穷寡妇来，往里投了两个小钱，就是一个大钱。耶稣叫门徒来说：“我实在告诉你们，这穷寡妇投入库里的比众人所投的更多，因为他们都是自己有余拿出来投在里头。但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。”
And the story goes that there he's watching people put money into the offering box.
在这个故事当中，耶稣基督在看大家怎样往这个银库里面投钱。And
he sees a lot of people coming, putting large sums of money.
他看到很多人来，投了很多的钱。I'm
guessing some people are like, "Yeah, look how much I have." Put it in the bag.
我猜测当时可能也有很多人很骄傲，就是那种啊，看我奉献那么多。It's
probably not that shameless. Okay, sorry.
可能没有那么不知廉耻了，对。Yeah,
but this woman, she comes.
但是这个寡妇她来。
She's really poor.
她非常的穷。
She's so poor. She puts in such little value money. They don't really have a denomination. It's so little money, basically.
他投的是那么的少。
She puts in 2 lepta.
他放了两个 lepta.
And I would say that this is so small. It's 1/64 of a day's wages.
他是那么的微薄，他是相当于一天薪水的1/64。
That's how little it is. So valueless.
这么的不值钱。
But what he points out is that her sacrifice, her offering, is the greatest.
但是耶稣基督却指出他的牺牲是最大的。
Because everyone else gave out of their sufficiency, their wealth.
因为除了他之外的所有人都是在他们富足的生活当中把他们多出来的那部分投上。
But she gave out of her insufficiency, her poverty.
但他却是从他的不足和穷苦当中把这些钱投上。
It says here, in the last verse, it says here, she gave all she had to live on. You see that?
最后一节说，这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。
It's hard to translate because that word, life, is the word for like biology, bios.
这非常的难翻译，是因为这个生命这个词，它指的不仅是她的生活，也是指她的这个命名，这个生命。
She put everything in her very life. She gave away her whole life to God.
她给神的是他的整个生命。
You see, what we, the rich, all of us are rich, but we're pretty rich. I mean, considered to the rest of the world, what we give, we always give out of sufficiency, out of our areas of comfort, out of the extra, the excess that we have.
我们在和这个世界上的很多穷苦人来相比，我们都是富足的。当我们奉献的时候，我们都是把我们生活当中有余的，我们觉得安全的那个金额献上。
And so you're like, no way, I do give some.Pretty heavy stuff.
你会觉得说不会吧？我已经给了不少了。
But let me ask you a simple question.
但是让我来问你一个很简单的问题。
When you're finished giving today, or whatever you've given, are you eating any less?
当你今天奉献完之后，你是不是比不奉献的话少吃了一点呢？
Do you dress any worse?
你是不是穿的会糟糕一点呢？
Does it affect your consumption?
你消费是不会被影响的。
Your shopping.
你逛物会不会逛街购物会不会少一点呢
？Your lifestyle，
你的生活方式会不会有所改变呢
？We simply don't give that much。
我们简单来说就是我们给的不够。
We give out of our sufficiency, our safety net, our padding。
我们所给的是我们这个养生当中有余的，我们自己觉得安全的金额。
But it never cuts into our lives。
但它从来不会影响到我们。本身的人生。
See this woman, what she gave the very food out of her mouth.
而你看这个寡妇，她是把本来自己可以用来买吃的的钱放到这个银库里。
What little security that she could possibly have, what little control she had in her life, she put it in that box.
她本来对生活就已经没有什么掌控了，但是她却把这一点点也放到这个银库里面。
It's really moving because she lost complete control of her life.
这是非常的动人，因为她完全的把她自己对于生自己人生的掌控权给放弃了。
She's no longer able to define it, right? Because she doesn't even have the money to choose what she wants to do.
她连能够用来就是去选择要怎么花的这个钱都不再拥有了。
This text is not about tithing or giving only. Okay.
这个经文不仅是说你要奉献而已。
I think it's more deeper.
这个它有更加深远的意义。
It's not about a matter of intellectual agreement for some of us today.
这对我们来说不应该是一个理性上的一个同意。
I think what it really is, it's our unwillingness to trust.
其实它折射出了我们心中的这个不够我们心中的这种不能完全交托的。
And I think mainly the reason is because we're afraid.
因为我们心里头恐惧。
Our problem is not disbelief of the mind; it's fear of the heart.
我们的问题不是说我们理智上不信，而是我们心里面恐惧。
You see, the problem isn't the issue that we can't do it; it's because we won't do it.
我们不是不能做，而是我们就是不没有做。
Because we don't want to give up control of our hearts and our lives.
因为我们不想放弃我们对于我们自己的心和对我们生活的恐惧。
And this is really strong, but I would say it's because we're cowards.
那是因为我们是胆小鬼。
We, including me.
我们包括我自己。
We don't even know that.
而我们有的时候自己还不自知。
This is why all over the world, so many different people cannot submit their lives to Jesus Christ.
就是为什么在这个世界上有那么多人，他们不能完全的把自己的生命交给主。
You see, for some people, it's the rules. I can't live with the rules.
对于一些人来说，可能是有一些这个生活当中的规条，我不能放下。
For some people, it's because I need to see the miracles before I can believe.
对有一些人来说，可能是我非要见到一个神迹，我才能相信。
And others say, I need that argument that's perfect.
另一些人说，我需要一个完美的论证。
But the real issue that when you get all the way down to it is, we believe that we're good people.
而但是这些问题的根源都是我们相信我们是好人。
And I think what scares us more than anything is that maybe we are not really that good of a people.
但是我想，那个真正使我们恐惧的就是，也许我们不是我们所认为的这样的好人。
If we were to be with God, that would mean that with everything that we thought was true or correct in our lives, that we're good about, maybe we're not really that in control.
而如果我们要去完全的顺服主的话，我们必须要承认那些我们自己觉得自己做的不错的方面，我们自己觉得自己擅长的方面，可能都还不够好。
I think more than a lot of times, when I talk to a lot of younger brothers and sisters, what hinders them to coming to know Jesus personally is their inability to say, God, my life is yours.
而当我和很多年轻的慕道友讨论的时候，我想对他们来说，信主路上最大的拦阻就是他们很难来到主面前说，主啊，我的生命现在是你的了。
This is why the widow is so brave here.
这就是为什么在这里这个穷寡妇是这么的勇敢。
She really risked it all.
因为她真的是把她一切都放上了。
She gave up control of her life.
她把自己对她整个生命的控制全都放下了。
Right, her mind, her heart, everything, she let it go.
他的思想，他的心灵，他的一切，他都可以放下。
And I think for some of us here as Christians, we struggle.
而对我们在座的基督徒来说，我们挣扎。
Because we don't want to lose control.
因为我们也不愿意放下我们对我们的掌控。
And we're so scared of what it would look like if we actually did.
而我们对于，我们如果放下这个掌控权之后的人生，我们是那么的恐惧。
I think that's the biggest reason.
我想这是最大的问题。
Christ to the widow. So the last point, Christ to us today.
所以最后一点，耶稣基督在我们眼中、心中是怎样的？
When you go back through the scriptures,
当我们重新来看这段经文，
you will see a God that identifies with the poor.
你会看到一个和穷人站在一边的主。
But it's when you start to really give your life to Jesus that you see something very different.
而当你真正开始把你的生命交托给主的时候，你会看到一个非常不一样的。
You see how radically, just how radically he identifies with these people.
你会看到他是这样激进的和穷人站在一边。
Yes, and I share this quote that Russ, the other speaker, sometimes it comes here. Russ, he shared this quote from Tim Keller.
我要跟大家分享一段这个提姆凯勒牧师的演讲。
Keep going. Okay, right there. Perfect. What, can you translate that?
好。我们为什么要为穷苦人着想呢？那是因为神为先为穷苦人着想。神一直把自己介绍为他穷苦人的守护神，不要忘记他的重要意义。因为当人们问我的时候，人们问我说你想怎样被介绍给别人，就是从蒂姆凯勒牧师的角度来说，我通常。会回答说，我希望被介绍为蒂姆凯勒，在纽约救赎主长老会的牧者。我当然也做很多别的事情，但是这是我在我面对公众的人生当中的主职。那么接下来让我们一起来认识到，圣经的作者在很多次在旧约称呼神是孤儿的父、寡妇的伸冤者，有多么重要的意义，因为。做孤儿的父和寡妇的伸冤者是神在这个世界上最重要的工作之一。他站在穷苦的人一边，他为他们伸冤。
And if you look at the Gospels, if you look at the Gospels, I want you to see how Jesus lived.
如果当大家看福音书的时候，我希望大家看到耶稣的一生是怎样度过的。
See, Jesus came as a poor man.
耶稣作为一个穷人被生下来。
born to a poor parents.
他的父母也不富裕。
They had to desperately look for a place just to give birth to Jesus.
他们没找不到地方生产，在马厩当中让这个耶稣诞生。
And even in Matthew chapter 8, Jesus says these words that are very moving. He says, "Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head."
在马太福音第八章，耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
And if you look at the crucifixion, when Jesus dies on the cross,
以及我们看到他在十字架上的牺牲
，He was unjustly placed there, right?
他被不公义的挂在那里。
He was abused before he got there. He was beaten for no reason, no fair reason.
他在之前受尽了折辱。
He was stripped naked.
他衣不蔽体。
He had nothing when he was on the cross.
他在被钉十字架的时候一无所有。
Only Christianity dares to say that Jesus was poor.
只有耶稣信仰敢于去说耶稣是一个穷苦的人。
That he was weak, that he could lose control.
他是软弱的，他没有控制权。
That he could give up his life for us, for you and me.
但他为我们所有人，为你和我，放弃了他的生命。
When did we see Jesus hungry, thirsty, and naked?
我们什么时候能够看到耶稣又穷又饿又渴又衣不蔽体呢
？On the cross.
在十字架上。
He who deserved justice received condemnation so that you and I would receive the grace that he deserved.
他这个配得恩典与荣耀的人，为我们承受了我们本来应该承受的审判，使我们能够借着他的名归入恩典。
Christ, he bore the justice, the condemnation that you and me deserve.
他为我们代受了刑罚。
And he did this so that you and I may experience life everlasting.
他这么做是为了让我们有机会可以进入永生。
Why can you not trust him today?
你为什么到今天还不信他呢？
He literally gave up his whole life so that you and I would be saved.
他真的是为你和我放弃了他的生命。
Who else has ever done that for you?
还有什么人曾经为你这样做过呢？
See, Jesus is not asking you to trust him like it's a theory.
耶稣不是要你去相信他，就好像你相信一个理论一样。
Jesus is saying, "Trust me because I have come and did it first for you."
耶稣所说的是，相信我，因为我已经来，并且已经为你献上。
I'm that example for you.
而我本身就是你的榜样。
You see, Jesus willingly goes, conforms himself to our understandings, our boxes, so that you and I would respond and have an opportunity to truly connect with the living Father.
你会看到耶稣基督
Almighty Father.
因为你会看到耶稣基督，他自愿选择进入这个世界，被我们的条条框框所限制，使我们能够有机会认识他，也能够通过他认识我们全能的父。
Okay, so I'll share very personally about my life.
我想跟大家分享一下我自己的人生。
Some of you may not know this, but some of you do already.
你们当中一些人可能知道，有些人不太。
Before I came to Christ, I was going through a very dark period in my life.
在我接受耶稣基督作为我自己的救主之前，我度过了一段非常黑暗的人生。
And I had actually dropped out of college.
我从大学退学。
And I was just working.
我就是在工作。
That's probably what motivated me to go study again eventually, but. I dropped out for 2 years.
我从大学里面退学有两年的时间。
During those 2 years, I kept trying to find God or find truth in my life, find something I could rest my life upon.
在这两年当中，我尝试去寻求神，我尝试去寻找我自己人生的意义。
I looked for it in parties.
我在派对当中寻找。
I looked for it in the gym. I looked for it in, like, physical things like cars.
我在物质的满足当中寻找它。
I looked everywhere, and I could not find anything that would infinitely satisfy.
我四处寻找，但是我一直都找不到有一个终极的满足。
And what changed everything was what I heard about what Christ did for me.
而当我听到耶稣基督为我所做的一切的时候，我的人生被改变了。
In that day that it happened, I all I know is I wasn't really looking for it. I was looking for it, but I didn't know I was going to find it that day.
当它发生的时候，我只知道我一直在寻找，我终于找到了。
Yeah, and what I heard that wrecked me was that someone would come and give his entire life for me.
最打动我的就是有一个人来为了我献出了他的整个人生。
The most undeserving, ungrateful person at that point.
而我在当时是一个这样不配得的人。
And I was given a choice.
而我却有了一个选择。
I can keep trying to live my life the way I've always done it, always never feeling right.
我可以用我的旧方式继续的过我的人生，他从来没有让我觉得他们从来没有让我觉得这样是对的。
And you know what? I had all these questions, right? Just like most of you here, I have questions. Still.
而且不管是当时还是现在，我都还有很多很多的问题在脑子里。
But that moment when I said, I'll trust you,It was like falling forward over a cliff.
而在那个瞬间，当我说出我愿意相信你的时候，这就好像是向悬崖下面摔下去一样。
Because that's the commitment you have to give everything.
因为这就是你要做出的承诺，你要把自己的一切都放上。
But what did I have to lose? I had nothing.
不过我当时有什么可以去失落的呢？我基本上什么都没有了。
My life, I was at the lowest point of my life.In every aspect, it was probably, yeah.
从每一个角度来说，我当时的人生，大家都是我人生当中最低最低的时候。
And yet Christ comes and he gives me this beautiful answer.
而在那个时候，耶稣基督来给了我这个完美的答案。
That he would die for this imperfect, nasty person it blows me away. It doesn't, I still can't, I can never give enough thanks to my Savior.
而耶稣却来，挽救了我这个当时已经落到谷底的人，我对他的感激怎么样都说不完。
And that answer has transformed my life so radically.
而他作为这个答案，完全的改变了我的人生。
The answer was so perfect. It met me just at the perfect moment, just for me. It made so much sense.
在那个时刻，就在那个时候，也是特别为我出现了。
That's why still to this day, I try to live every day, and I do a very bad job of it, I confess to you all.To live it, hopefully as close as possible to how this widow is doing it.
就是为什么我现在每一天，尽管我做的还非常不足，但是我都努力去做这个寡妇所做的。
Because honestly, he doesn't need our offering.
因为就是坦白来说，耶稣基督不需要我们的奉献。
It literally looks as pathetic as her offering.
因为我们的奉献和这个寡妇的奉献一样微不足道。
He wants your heart.
但是他想了我们的心。
And he has given it to you first by showing you how he loved you.
而他已经把他的心给了我们。
So, as I close today, I just want to say, what is your heart? And what have you not been willing to give up for him?
而当我们来到今天这个讲到的结尾的时候，我想问大家是你的心是怎样的？你还有什么是不愿意给耶稣的？
Why can't you trust him today?
为什么你现在还不能完全的信他呢？
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God, I confess, I'm just so thankful for your love and mercy in my life.
主啊，我为你在我人生当中一切的恩典和爱感谢你。
I'm sure that so many brothers and sisters here echo the same thought.
我也相信在座的弟兄姊妹都是这么想。
But perhaps for some of us, we just have forgot that.
但是对我们当中的一些人来说，我们可能有些淡忘了。
But you know what, Lord, I pray that today was a reminder.
但是主啊，我愿今天是一个提醒。
That we are to walk the path that not many walk, that's very narrow.
提醒我们愿意一起来和你走这条窄路。
That it's not a singular walk, it's a us walk. We walk it together as a family.
但我们不是一个人走，而是和你一起作为一个属你的家庭来。
I pray that you would bless those brothers and sisters.
我愿你祝福这在座的弟兄姊妹。
But Lord, there are some here that have never given their lives to you.
主啊，在这里也有还没有把他们的生命交托给你的人。
Perhaps they have always been trying to fit God, fit you into their boxes.
也许他们一直在试着把你化成他们理性架构当中的一部分。
I pray that Lord, for them, you would give them the courage. to maybe realize that they don't have all the answers anymore.
主啊，对他们，我愿你给他们勇气，让他们承认他们也许并不知道所有的答案。
And maybe for once they might realize that in you there's hope.
主啊，我们也愿有的时候他们会意识到，在你当中他们有希望。
I pray you give them the strength to acknowledge that and to come and accept you into their lives.
主啊，我愿你给他们这样的认识和他和给他们这样的勇气。
I pray that you radically transform their lives as they give up everything to you and let go and let you walk through them.
主啊，愿你改变他们的人生，使他们能够一起，和你同行这条天路。
Allow us as a family to embrace these people that do come to know you personally.
主啊，让我们一起作为一个教会和家庭来接纳这样还不认识你的人。
And Lord, we come with our paltry offerings to you.
主啊，我们也带着我们微不足道的奉献来到你的面前。
We offer to you, asking only, or asking that Lord that you would do something beautiful, wonderful with it.
主啊，我们愿你用我们的奉献做你美好的工。
Because you're amazing.
因为你是美好的主。
So let us just praise you now.
主啊，愿我们一起来赞美你。
Jesus Christ.
奉我主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
At this time, I'd like to invite you to sing the responsive song,